AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. 1,500 additional U.S. troops will be headed to the Middle East. The U.S. began reinforcing its presence in the Persian Gulf region this month in response to what it said was a threat from Iran.
Some very talented people are going to the Middle East right now, and we'll see how, and we'll see what happens.
President Trump spoke to reporters at the White House on his way to Japan. The president also talked about investigating the investigators who started the Russia investigation.
We want to be very transparent. So as you know, I declassified everything they want. I put it under the auspices of the attorney general. He's going to be in charge of it.
The move comes as calls from Democrats get louder to bring impeachment proceedings against President Trump. The president says Democrats are blocking issues like lowering drug prices from moving forward because of the push to continue investigations.
With Congress, I can get prices down 40% and 50%. But I can't do that when all they do is want to try and do a redo of the Mueller report. They were very unhappy with the Mueller report.
The president has said no negotiations with congressional Democrats until the investigations are over. President Trump is on his way to Japan with President Shinzo Abe. Missouri's Governor Mike Parson signed a bill today that bans abortions on or beyond the 8th week of pregnancy, without exceptions for cases of rape or incest. It is among the most restrictive abortion policies in the nation. Governor Asa Hutchinson has directed the Arkansas National Guard to send high water rescue teams to the western part of the state in anticipation of what is expected to be record flooding on the Arkansas River this weekend. Kenya's high court upheld sections of the penal code that criminalizes same-sex relations. The pound in British stocks are rising after Prime Minister Theresa May announced her resignation. She's leaving in 2 weeks. This is AP Radio News. A Russian court extends the arrest for an American accused of spying.
Paul Whelan was arrested at the end of December in Moscow, where he was attending a wedding. He was charged with espionage, which carries up to 20 years in prison in Russia. Now the court has ruled to keep the Michigan resident behind bars for 3 more months. Whelan told reporters in court that he'd been threatened and subjected to abuses and harassment in prison. Officials at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow say they're disappointed with the ruling, arguing there is no evidence of any wrongdoing. I'm Charles Ledesma.
New York City police have made an arrest in their investigation into a series of subway emergency brake activations. A Brooklyn man is charged with one brake pulling incident. Investigators have been looking into 40 similar crimes between February and this month. They believe someone has been using a key to get into an unoccupied motorman car and then engaging the emergency brake. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.